All right. Well, I think it's been a while since I did an episode on this. This is Libertarian Now, and been super duper busy a lot, so just haven't had the time to really sit down and have my thoughts all gathered to really make one of these. Usually time is just spent on Twitter, or if I'm not online, I'm at work or doing something around the house, doing something to help somebody. So it's good to volunteer that way. People need help sometimes, and it pays itself back sometimes too. So with that being said, it is Sunday, October 25th. It's about 10 minutes to midnight, so it's almost the 26th. It's Central Daylight Time, so all the other time zones don't matter. Even though they do matter, but for the sake of this, Middle America, they're both on both sides, so I suppose you could call it the left and the right, much like the political spectrum and the duopoly that's really had its way with us for how many years? Like every year since the 1860s. But I'm not here to rehash really deep political history, although I might touch on it once in a while. Obviously, we're in the midst of the 2020 general election. Donald Trump and Joe Biden are the duopoly favorites right now. And of course, we have our third party options, Joe Jorgensen. There's that Howie guy from the Green Party. And there's a bunch of others too. If I take a look at my ballot here, let's see here. Yeah, my state, okay, they put the Libertarian Party as the last party on the list out of seven parties. And then Brock Pierce and Kanye West got listed at the bottom. Yeah, Kanye West was dead last, right before write-ins. So, I mean, if we go down the list here, you got Donald Trump, Joseph Biden, Rogue Rocky De La Fuente. That's apparently from the Alliance Party. Let's see, Don Blankenship from the Constitution Party. Ricky Sue King from the Genealogy, Know Your Family History Party. Yeah, that's a political party, apparently. Yep, there's Howie Hawkins from the Green Party. And of course, Joe Jorgensen from the Libertarian Party. Then Brock Pierce and Kanye West. I don't know who Brock Pierce is. Who doesn't know who Kanye West is? I don't get it. It's just political bias, really. But yeah. We're in the midst of this right now. I'm getting mine sent out tomorrow because I just felt like it. And, honestly, it's just been really, I've just been really busy. So, yeah, I feel like getting it out now. And, that of course is the nice thing about not having to, wait in line. Particularly, with this COVID-19 situation and social distancing and mask wearing. And, oh, what's happening today? It's starting to snow. What happens when people stand outside in the cold? They catch cold and they can get sick. Doesn't make much sense. But, I mean, hey, you know, we live in America, and the majority of America does not have common sense. I think we know this by now. Otherwise, there wouldn't be so many mandates in so many other states for mask wearing and staying home and shutting down small businesses and It's a huge mess. It's absolutely terrible. This is not the way it's supposed to be. This is why we can't have government controlled everything, because all it does is it upsets people. And then, of course, there's the people that want it this way, who feel good about this, but they're still all up in arms and angry about the fact that Trump is still president. So, in this quest to find happiness in this country, in our lifetimes, it almost seems really impossible. But for some people, they do find some happiness. And, you know, whether that happiness is measured by a short amount of time or a long amount of time, some people just don't seem to differentiate between that. Now, me, I'm more of the kind that measures over a long period of time. And, I've had long periods of not being happy, and I've had shorter periods of time rather than longer periods of time of being happy. That's just my life. That's just based on my choices and the choices of others, and it's just kind of how it is. So I just choose to try to find as much happiness in my life as I can. Well, I still have to deal with the state, because it doesn't matter which state anybody lives in, including DC, because, you know, when we talk about the state, you know, it's not just the state of Iowa or the state of insanity or the state. Talking also about the state as it refers to any level of government. So, you know, the state could be your local government, it could be your city government, it could be your county government, you know, federal government. There it is. But, you know, the state of tranquility, that's kind of got its own C. But a lot of people are going to press F for that, so maybe not. But we'll see. Or we won't see if they don't type it. Or if they have us blocked. Haha. So, let's see here. Topic of today. I think the biggest thing, at least on my radar, has been with regards to, and this has been something that's been building for months now. There's been talk about how Big L Libertarians and the LP National, or the Libertarian Party National Convention, have been infiltrated by people that don't quite embrace most ideals of libertarianism. And it's really hard to really pinpoint that, because there is such a broad spectrum. I see the left, I see the right, I see the fringes of that, I see everything in the center. I am a libertarian centrist, so there is that. And everybody has their own reasons for choosing where they are in the spectrum, and I really don't have a problem with that per se. It's based on, okay, what were their goals going into that position, and what is their basis of, what is their perceived basis of functionality, I suppose, as a in the political world, based off of once they've secured that position. So, you know, I think the best example there would be Liberty Hangout. I think we all know who they are, and you know they expressed quite explicitly out the bat that their intent purpose was to infiltrate the Libertarian Party and to make it left or not left wing but right wing. You know, of course, this is creative a lot of upset within the Libertarian Party, including the left side of it. But with time passing by, it's just been a matter of, okay, well, what sort of patterns are there? You know, and we see Liberty hanging out there. Caitlin Bennett, consistently visiting leftist rallies and just purposefully gaslighting people and pissing people off and just making as much noise as she can, and she's absolutely proud of it. I mean, her YouTube channel is a shrine to that. And she, you know, we can post all the poopy pictures of her that we want, but she doesn't care about that. They don't care about that. They're gonna keep going. And now, supposedly, there was apparently a group of leftists, and I'm still unsure if this is a solid thing or not, or if it's yet to be disproven, but what was it, Libertarians for Biden? Yeah, there's a hashtag, put in the hashtag, hashtag Libertarians for Joe Biden. Is actually a thing. And okay, we launched in August 2020, so they're nothing. they just came onto the scene really late and just said, oh look, we're gonna start voting for Biden. You know, this definitely was caught on the other Liberty duo. Let's see if I can find them, because there was a thing there. There was a definite misunderstanding, I think, at least between myself and Freckled Liberty. And I think we got that cleared up. I hope so. There's so many people out there say so many different things, and they go after people, and gosh, you know, people with certain backgrounds just love to gravitate toward them and gaslight them and piss them off. So, you know, it's just like the whole Liberty Hangout thing. You know, they gravitated towards the Libertarian Party and tried to cause some trouble. And now we get, you know, this thing, this Libertarians for Joe. It says, we believe in the non-aggression principle. This is off their Twitter bio, by the way. It says, we support Joe because of his character and empathy. Empathy for who and what? Then resist and, yeah, hashtag resist plus hashtag Libertarians for Joe Biden plus hashtag XGOP. Okay, so, I mean, that kind of sums it up all right there. They say they're based out of Dallas, Texas. They've already got just over 1,100 followers. Let's see here. How many followers that I know? Let's see here. There's Libertarian Right, Keenan Wallace Dunham, Libertarian He's the write-in libertarian candidate for the U.S. Senate in South Carolina. Keenan Wallace Dunham. Remember that. Let's see here. What about Libertarian Pete Stan? Libertarian Pete Stan. I really don't know who that is. I'm following that person, but I really don't know who they are. They're not following me back, so... hashtag Libertarians for Pete. So, yeah, there's another one. Let's see here now. Let's see here. I don't know about this lawyer guy. Okay, Josh Guckert. He's a lawyer and believer in the principles of individual liberty, personal freedom, and equal justice. And he puts his pronouns on there. And hashtag Black Lives Matter. Great. It's kind of sus. Let's see here. Oh my gosh, just all these people that... Okay, and then... Brian Lanham. Libertarian anarchist. Second Amendment. General trolling. Okay, I mean, general trolling, I mean, that's, oh boy, yeah, all about voter fraud, yep, oh, this is hilarious, absolutely hilarious. Okay, so... Who else we got in the list here? Man, it's all these people that I have no idea who they are. The Voter Party is a growing movement of fun-loving artists and creative humans uniting together to encourage voting by making it entertaining and fun. Like, wow, okay. So, we're getting to be like Canada, who has like, what, 15 different political parties? I think more of them are actually generally accepted. At least four base ones. Okay, so... But... Justin Trudeau notwithstanding, because war zones... Oh yeah, reason. That's hilarious. Is... Some of you may or may not know, the senior... editor for Reason Magazine, Elizabeth Nolan. oh my goodness. Okay, I need to actually look this up because kind of fell off my radar there for a few hours. Senior editor at Reason, co-leads Feminist Liberty, and is a morning person from Cincinnati, Ohio. That's what her Twitter bio says. Over 45,000 followers. How about them apples? Alright, so Feminists for Liberty, a nonprofit promoting the values and voices of libertarian feminism and classical liberalism. Not classical libertarianism, classical liberalism. Big difference. Yeah, I don't know... I would guess that these are more like classical and maybe fifth wave feminists, where you know the third wave are the ones that are just, you know, off the block, and the fourth ones that are really willing to take a bullet and put it through someone's head or something like that. Hey, you know what, if I have that caricature wrong, please feel free to let me know. Send me a message or tweet me or something. You know, make something big of it if you want, or keep it private. I don't care. Because what's right is right and what's not is not. And if I have it wrong, then I'd rather be corrected than to... not be corrected and be believing a lie, because that's what the left and the right do. But they turn around and they think that libertarians are the ones that are believing a lie. Everybody's an individual and has their own thing, but I really think that goes too far. I don't see issues with Feminists for Liberty because but here's the thing, okay? Let's go here. Just today, she said, as a libertarian and someone who firmly believes that politics is downstream from culture, I think that one of the most important contributions of feminism over the past two centuries has been challenging collectivist notions of sex. Okay. So it's an article saying that feminism does not demand collectivism. I haven't read this one yet. I will definitely be reading it because this is definitely a something worth shining a light on. Despite the fact that I stopped following her for reasons today. that's a funny comment. Yeah. I think this had more to do with the redheaded libertarian. Yeah, there's a whole history there. I kind of fell into the middle, and I just said, nope. I'm not putting up with the bullshit from Insanity is Free, and I'm not putting up the bullshit from the Redheaded Libertarian. And now it seems like people like Elizabeth Nolan Brown have decided to kind of be like, and there's been other people too. I mean, someone commented earlier today and then I got blocked. I didn't even get a chance to save the screenshot, so I'd have to find it. But it was actually rather humorous because, okay, on the one hand, the thing that happened between Insanity is Free, which I think most people know the as Jeremiah Harding, like that whole thing, that took time, and we actually got past it, and like it's like, okay, that was a thing that happened and now we get along just fine. And that's just kind of how it should be. You know, people shouldn't just be all angry and upset at each other till the end of time. But a lot of people choose to do that. And some people have good reasons for it. I mean, I've got good reasons to do that with some people. So, but instead of just keeping it that way, I'm always trying to think in my mind, oh, well, you know, what about this thing and that thing? You know, how could that actually heal? And then I never get a chance to actually interact with them. So I don't know. That's just, the result of years of abuse talking, because I was abused, especially in a most recent relationship, and that was pretty bad. So things to talk about another time. So let's move on here. Back to the subject at hand. The senior editor from Reason had a really not so good take that a lot of people blew up about And I kind of wish I had someone on here to talk with right now, like voice to voice. I don't know if anybody actually wants to get on here. I think a couple of years ago, I think I had some interest, some people interested in that, but I had other things going on at the time, and I just couldn't make it work on my end. So, suppose I owe an apology for that, and I'll stick by that. Absolutely, 100%. However, I keep getting distracted here with this, and there's discussion. I think I found it. How many? Yes. Okay. Yeah. Somebody else said something about it. It says, oh, okay. He's talking about a thirst trap for embarrassed Republicans. And wow, yeah, there was a lot of blocking going on today, with regard to that person. Yeah, I think somebody replied and said, "This comment is from a libertarian feminist." Wow. And then he made a couple other comments and then wound up deleting them. It's like, yeah, buddy, if you're going to comment, make sure you know who and what you're talking about. Because otherwise, just own up to it. But he didn't own up to it. He deleted them, so it's like, okay, Kenny, so much for you, whatever. Da da da. Yes, it was the status, I think. Okay. So, felt like taking it back to a Wiki. Okay, yeah, I mean, there's this whole thing with the non-aggression principle and how people view liberty and this, that, and the other thing. And everybody's got their different takes. This of course, this whole thing with Elizabeth Nolan Brown is relating to the redheaded libertarian, and I unfortunately had to block the redheaded libertarian a while ago because I just couldn't take her shit anymore. Basically, what it boiled down to was that there was a thing quite a while ago when she and Jeremiah Harding got into it on Twitter, and there was this huge, like, it literally erupted into a war between them. Neither of them would calm down, and both were adamant, and people and each of them was retweeting stuff, of course, and so all of their followers, each of their respective followers, there was groups of them who were jumping on and going, "Hey, do you need me to mess with someone up or something like that?" Or and they weren't even asking sometimes. They were just going out and like digging up her bio and all that, and then like they were targeting her daughter, and I'm sitting there going, "Whoa, no, that ain't cool. That is not cool. No. No." But people are going to make their choices. So, of course, I think Josie is her name, and she made the choice to defend herself, which, hey, I give her props for that. No big deal there. But then, At that point in time, it definitely would have been appropriate for everybody else to pretty much calm down and stand down, but no, that isn't what happened. And so at that point in time, it was, I had to put up a wall and say, no, that needs to chill for now. Harassment of anybody, especially anybody's kid, that right there violates the non-aggression principle. And whether you're the one that did it or not, I mean, I can understand not fully knowing one's own following. I mean, shit. I've got, what, over 4,000 followers right now. Do I know all of them? No. I've got a pretty good idea of who a small percentage are. I wouldn't say I know anybody in real life. I mean, there's some people locally here that I've met or almost met. But no, I know where my ideals stand, and especially when it comes to things like harassment and things like that. That to me is a big no-no in my book. I grew up being harassed by neighbors and people at school and everything. I didn't like it. I didn't like being treated the way that I was. I grew up in a very I mean, it's hard to say that it was liberal town, but it wasn't exactly conservative either, fully. So, I suppose it was about half and half. That's where I feel like I have my third party basis on. But I had to learn by moving elsewhere and continuing on with life and trying to get education and everything like that, and just learning, there's definitely a liberal structure of education. There's definitely a conservative structure of education, and that both seem that tied in with certain religious denominations tends to fuel everything. So, I mean, it is what it is. And there's a lot of good people out there that feel that stuff. Unfortunately, with the good you get the bad, and so there's a lot of bad people out there too. And they come off as good, and they seem sincere and everything, but the narcissistic tendencies that they covertly hide are just, you don't know it until you've been through it. And then once you've been through it, then and only then do you truly understand the differences. And then once you understand the differences, then you can see the nuances. And it's not necessarily something that a college education is going to be able to show you or to teach you. A lot of that is just whatever your experience is. And if you can find a way to line that up with that education, then great, more power to you. 'Cause that's one thing. And once that one thing has been done, then then other doors of opportunity can open up. So many different doors of opportunity open up, and I mean, I see a good number in front of me right now, but I also see doors closing. So, that tends to happen all the time. But it took me a good number of years to get to this place in my life where I can actually see all that happening and know that, hey, that's that's real over there and that one's not. You know, they, of course, that's all been part of the liberal agenda, is to keep us on our toes, to see what all is happening, because, you know, people don't want everybody to see everything, because there's a lot of people that think that, oh, these people can't handle the truth. Well, I think that with the increase in activity from groups like Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and all those other paid ones, it's I think, yeah, a lot of people, I mean, I could take that to a certain extent, but it's just like, I don't need to watch that stuff every day. It's just highly demoralizing and trauma inducing. And I don't need to live that way. Who wants to live that way? I mean, who really wants to live depressed all the time? I certainly don't. I can't speak for anybody else, but I know that most people that I interact with, they don't want to live that way. They want to be happy too. And, you know, we've had a lot of shutdowns this year that were the result of orders passed down from federal, state, and local governments to certain businesses, and so everything has had to switch up and to try to survive. And of course, you know, the number one avenue for that is to go online. And we've known for years that that's been a very viable model. But those that are late to that party or don't quite get it, I think we're going through we've been going through phases with that. And, you know, take a look at Sears Roebuck and Company. You know, they bought Kmart stores out years ago, and now they're just withering away. And why is that? Because, very simply put, they could not maintain their brick and mortar store while having the online component. Give you a good example. The last time I walked into a Kmart, I believe was, oh goodness, that must have been about 2015? Was it 14? Oh no, the last Kmart, at least close to where I live, closed at the end of 2014. So it's been about 6 years now, since Kmart, at least around here, went away. I can't speak for every Kmart store, of course, but I remember one of the last times I walked in there, the people at the registers were just, I mean, they were programmed to follow a script, and there wasn't a whole lot of EQ going on there, which was very disturbing. And I saw that as a sign that things were not going well and that they were not going to survive. And it kind of felt like it was in an inverse, because, you know, you can go online, you can go to Amazon or eBay or any store that has a website front end, and when you go there, you see what's there, you see what's greeted there, and it's either visually pleasing or it's not. And you don't necessarily, this is obviously, there's no human there. There's no person there. There's, you know, people that have programmed this on other computers and put it up there for you to see. You know, that's pretty obvious. But, you know, you, like, okay, I'll just do an example here because it's easier to explain it as I go. So, okay, I'll load up Amazon. Okay, we got all these deals. We got best sellers. You know, there's stuff. There's stuff that I can scroll right through, and it's showing me all these things, all these top brands, inspired by your shopping trends. You know, it uses all those analytics and stuff, and it throws all this stuff out there. And ooh, that looks neat. But okay, so, you know, if I go and I click on something, and then, you know, it says, okay, you know, here's what it is, here's the price, here's all the specs for it. You know, it's like, okay, if I wanted to get the specs on something, I'd have to go to the store. Back in the day, I'd have to go to the store and go in and look at the item, if they had the item in stock. And then I would have to determine, oh, do I get this or not? Like, how much time did I spend doing that? What could I have spent that time doing at certain times? You know, we live in a different age now. And now by this being kind of forced on us, you know, I mean, that going back to, you know, you walk into Walmart, a place like Walmart now, yeah, there's a lot of self-checkouts now, but there's still people that work there. And depending on which Walmart you go to, you're going to get people that have some good decency, or they can just be like kind of all up in your face, or just kind of just, I like to call it robotic. Where they just don't have any EQ. They miss that emotional connection with people. And that can happen for any number of reasons. But this seems to be really, I mean, the more people get isolated, but people are, of course, getting online and using things like Zoom and things like that. Great uptick on that. That gets people at least talking face-to-face, which I need to do a bit more of myself, but I don't, because I have a job that I go to 5 days a week, and so I already talk to people face to face. It doesn't bother me. But if I was in a position where I was more isolated like that, then yeah, I might actually use that, and maybe that's something I'll start doing at some point in time. I don't know if anybody would want to do that or if anybody wants to see my face, but maybe I'll make that happen at some point. Yeah, I might do that post-election just because, yeah, reasons. Mostly anxiety is basically what it is. Not that I'm hiding, even though I kind of am hiding, but I mean, I'm in my mid-40s. I didn't have this technology when I was growing up, so it's not as salient with me. It's something that I learned later in life. And so this thing is telling me it's at about 45 minutes, and the segment goes up to 60 minutes. So, yeah, that's that cue. You know, and that is a nice thing. You know, I can I can keep an eye on that while I'm doing other things. And but yeah, I suppose that's enough about me on that end. But yeah, this whole thing with redheaded libertarian, just, I mean, I never really had any problem with that person until their followers started coming after him. It's just, well, you know what, I don't get on here to mess with people. I get on here to try to get to know people, and hopefully people want to get to know me. But at the same time, I spent years, just absolutely years, hating politics. And to an extent, I still do. But at the same time, I've learned how to take the hate out of it and put it into a more constructive energy process. So just learning about it and different aspects and everything, and just, it's kind of neat because it gives me a different way of getting to know people better than I used to be able to, because growing up I didn't have a whole lot of EQ. My emotional intelligence was stunted at an early age, because I grew up in the 80s, and I was diagnosed at a young age with ADHD, and so I was put on medication for that, and it's the medication that really screwed me up. So that's why I don't deal with that anymore. That's why I have issues with it. But I've gotten to a point now where, yeah, okay, yeah, I can finally understand people a lot better. But yeah, what I don't understand is, I mean, I understand why people get upset and do certain things. They live wherever they live, and that's what they've been taught is right. They're taught that acting out and reacting violently is the right thing to do because it gets results. And yeah, it gets results, but this goes back to the whole thing of where there are people who find happiness in the short term and people who find happiness in the long term. And the people who, kind of like me, couldn't find happiness in the long term, still try to find happiness in the long term. Some people give up. Some people give up entirely, and they're just stuck with that, with those short amounts of time happiness, and just accepting the periods of unhappiness. And to an extent I'm like that, but to another extent I'm just like, okay, well, you know, this is like right now, this is not a happy time for me, but at the same time it's not entirely unhappy, so I try to find a balance within the nuance of that. I don't know how else to explain it. Somebody else probably could, which is fine. I mean, they'd probably make a good conversation, perhaps, but if somebody ever wants to do that. At any rate, you know, this whole Libertarians for Joe thing, this thing, and yeah, I bounce around from things from time to time, but I try to stay on track, so, you know, 10 minutes left. Okay, so let's see here. Someone who watches a lot of TV is following this. Okay, well, yeah, people who watch TV. Yeah, I ditched my TV years ago. I mean, I have a TV now, but I think it gets turned on like maybe once or twice a week. I might watch some Sherlock Holmes or Supernatural or Star Trek or Star Wars or something like that. There's a lot of good shows out there. I love science fiction especially, but there's a lot of other good stuff too, mysteries and things like that. So, but let's see here. Even Rusty's following up. Interesting. I suppose, but Rusty's always been a good sand thrower, so I skip that. I mean if the nihilist anarcho-capitalist, I can see how there might be some kind of allure to that, but okay, it looks like the Rand Paul Florida people are looking into this. Okay, Caribous County. That almost sounds familiar, but not really. Okay, that's North Carolina. Okay, that's just outside of Charlotte. I didn't know that. Interesting. All right, learn something new every day. Yeah, why are they following the libertarians for Joe Biden? I don't get it. As an author and historian. Oh, yeah, I'm just blowing this out of the water. It's got to be done. I mean, this is the right time for it. Okay. Let's see. A lot of blue waves following. So, okay, I guess they think that they're taking over the Libertarian Party. Oh yeah, I think this is gonna play into the whole narrative of, oh yeah, a vote for Joe or a vote for Joe Jorgensen is a vote for Joe Biden or a vote for Donald Trump, and this would be why. And it's just like, oh my goodness, this would be such a narrow echo chamber if that would for whoever comes up with that. And, you know, this is 2020. Somebody's gonna come up with it. Somebody always comes up with some reason to justify that, and I always see it as just like pamphlet information. I can't see that as like a novel or something like that. You know, there's one can go so far with that, and then they'll run into certain roadblocks, and there's just no, you know, unless they go as far as Joe Biden does. I mean, Joe Biden, I mean, you look back on his past 40 some odd years being senator from Delaware, and you know, he built his whole thing off of what Richard Nixon did when he made cannabis a Schedule I narcotic and helped create the DEA. You know, the guy who was in charge of what the DEA was previously, before it was called the DEA, you know, just totally had to justify that, and Richard Nixon said, okay, I'll make that happen, and that's how he made it happen. And then, so because of that, then we get this Joe Biden guy who's written all this stuff, and you know, I'm pretty sure that he did write another thing that wound up getting translated into the Patriot Act. So, you know, for Biden to become president, I mean, that would be the biggest lie compiled on top of another lie. And You know, and that's pretty much what government is. I mean, it's not all lies, but it's eroding. The lies are eroding away, and people are seeing through it. But at the same time, and I feel that this is a thing with older, and when I say older, I mean over 60. And of course, this isn't inclusive of everybody over 60. I know plenty of people who are over the age of 60, who aren't, how do I say it, brainwashed. And that's what I see with a lot of people on the left and the right now, is that they just, a lot of people are switching over. And they think that this is the way forward, that this is the way that it should be. And so many people are just like, yeah, you got to do it this way. And it, people are just feeding each other's emotions and trying to make them feel better this way. And so people find comfort in that. And when they find comfort in that, then their vote is likely to be swayed. And that's what I see happening. And that's probably a good time to mark it at right now. Because, yeah, there's just less than 3 minutes left on this podcast. So, with that, if you've been listening all the way through, then thank you, definitely appreciate it. And if you've got things you'd like to talk to me about, I can be found on Twitter. I'm also on Parler, Libertarian Now. You know, just look for the purple laser eyes coming out of the Statue of Liberty. And I will gladly debate, argue, and all that. I don't get into name calling. I don't get into putting people down. I don't like to be condescending. If I feel like I'm being condescended against, then yeah, I'm gonna find a way to shut that down right quick. So, and you'll know it. I guarantee that. You know, if you're cool and if you're all right with conversion this way and not having it end on a bad note or trying to make me feel guilty about anything, then feel free to hit me up and maybe we can do a collaborative podcast or something of that nature. That's something that I think would definitely help this podcast out. You know, another thing I think that needs to happen is people need to become more educated in liberty and the different aspects of it. And we can get into that another time. In fact, I'll probably do a segment on that next time, whenever that next time happens. So thank you all for tuning in. And yeah, this is Libertarian Now. And have a good one.